Brexit now, and the former British Prime Minister John Major has called for the UK to revoke Article 50 with immediate effect. He was speaking in Dublin today at an event organised by the Institute of International and European Affairs. Mr Major saying he felt there was little room to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement, and he said the time was needed for serious and profound reflection on Brexit.
Whether you are a Remainer or a Leaver, no one can welcome chaos. So I think it is a time in the UK for everyone to reflect and consider. Time to turn to reality and not fiction. Time to turn to reason and not ideology. We need to calm the markets. We need to protect the economic well-being of the British people. We need to protect our national interest. And there is no shred of doubt in my mind that to do so, we now need to revoke Article 50 with immediate effect. The clock, for the moment, must be stopped. It's clear we now need the most precious commodity of all, time. Time for serious and profound reflection by both Parliament and people. There will be a way through the present morass. There always is.
And that was the former British Prime Minister John Major speaking in Dublin earlier today. Meanwhile, the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, he's been on his feet in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, saying that the proposed UK withdrawal agreement would not be reopened.
The deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible. But, of course, there is room, if used intelligently, is room enough to give further clarifications and further interpretations without opening the withdrawal agreement. This will not happen. Everyone has to know that the withdrawal agreement will not be reopened. The big problem, of course, is the backstop for Ireland. It's necessary for the entire coherence of what we have agreed with Britain, and it's necessary for Ireland. Ireland will never be left alone.
Jean-Claude Juncker there speaking in the European Parliament earlier this morning. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, now, because Tony, Theresa May, on the beginning of this whistle-stop tour of Europe, The Hague this morning, Berlin this lunchtime, what sort of welcome is she receiving?
A polite welcome, as you can imagine, but I think beyond that, she will not get anything really substantive that departs from the withdrawal agreement or departs from the idea of some kind of clarification or explanation or declaration which spells out what the backstop means. Beyond that, she's not going to get very much. I notice Andrea Leadsom, the leader of the Commons, on the BBC this morning saying that the UK would want legally binding assurances, and she give an example of perhaps the House of Commons getting some vote on when the backstop came into effect, and each year that the backstop was in operation, that the House of Commons would have to approve that. She also mentioned that the European Parliament could have a role there. She didn't really expand beyond that, but I think that sort of idea will be a non-starter for the EU, for the simple reason that you can't negotiate an international legally binding treaty that is then a hostage to subsequent votes in one party's parliament. So I think she's going to have trouble if that's the kind of thing she's looking for in European capitals and here in Brussels this evening.
A European Council meeting summit takes place on Thursday. Do you anticipate anything emanating from that that will assist Theresa May in the House of Commons?
Well, the problem that the EU has is that these summits that happen four times a year, obviously we have emergency summits that can be called for whatever reason. We had an emergency summit in November to conclude the withdrawal agreement. But these summits are very carefully prepared by a whole machinery of processes involving EU ambassadors, EU officials at Brussels level, then EU ministers come before the summit, and everything is carefully prepared down to a T, so that leaders themselves are not getting involved in scrappy negotiations. So obviously this is being sprung very late in the day by Theresa May following that deferral of the vote yesterday. There is a General Affairs Council meeting today. Now, those General Affairs Council meetings normally prepare the work of the European summit, and Brexit is not on the agenda. So even if there is some appetite by the EU to spell out what the backstop means, how it will apply, it's not actually clear that they will be able to do that in time for the European Council. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, obviously, Donald Tusk has said that there will be an Article 50 formation at the European Council on Thursday. That means EU 27 leaders meeting separately from Theresa May. So obviously they are going to discuss this. But beyond that, it's not really clear yet what they will offer and how robust it will be. And of course, most people believe that whatever they offer Theresa May, it simply won't be enough when she goes back to the House of Commons.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you for that.